One of the most commonly repeated myths, and it's one of the strongest intimidators of people. People who see UFOs, people who refuse to teach courses on UFOs, professors who are unwilling to sponsor thesis projects. Basically, it is most people don't believe in flying saucers, and especially most scientists don't believe in saucers. It's only kooks and quacks and little old ladies in tennis shoes, right? It's nonsense now. It was nonsense more than 30 years ago. How do I know? Because Mr. Gallup has nicely taken polls over and over again. And I have a new one I just found out about the other day. Are UFOs real? I don't like the question. They've used the same question, so I'm sort of stuck with it. We got believers, another terrible word, non-believers, and those who say, I don't know. Okay, go back to 1966. Now, the newspaper said only 46% believe in UFOs, implying to most thinking people that 54% didn't. Is that true? Of course not. It was 46 to 29. You can't count the not sure on either side of the fence. The ratio of believers to non-believers, 1.5 to 1. Not bad. President Clinton would have liked those results in the last election, wouldn't it? By 73, after we'd been to the moon 5 times, it was 54 to 30, 1.8 to 1 believers over non-believers. That's an astonishing margin. By 78, it was better than 2 to 1, 57 to 27. By 1987, it was only 49 to 30, only 1.6 to 1. Now, the Air Force are the ones who always say only. Only 700 reports couldn't be identified out of 13,518 that they looked at. Only. Now, suppose I said, I'm looking for a cure for cancer. I looked at 13,518 drugs. Only 700 work, so I guess there are no cures for cancer. You'd say, I was crazy. All it takes is one. Now, 1996, September, 48-31, still 1.5 to 1. So if you're a believer, you're with the cream of the crop, not at the bottom of the barrel. Why do I say that? Well, not just because most people believe in UFOs, of those who express an opinion, but look at the data versus education. Now, the debunkers say the only reason so many people believe is all that tabloid nonsense in supermarkets, on television. Testable hypothesis. You always got to put these guys to the test because they never win. They always fail the test. Truth versus fiction in the UFO world. Here's the data from 78. These are adults with a grade school, high school, or college background. With only a grade school education, indeed, the non-believers slightly outnumber the believers, 38 to 36. The high school education, the ratio of good guys to bad guys, better than 2 to 1, 57 to 27. But with a college background, almost 3 to 1, 66 to 23%. The greater the education, the more likely to believe in flying saucers. Exactly the opposite of the propaganda we've been fed by believers and non-believers alike for 50 years. Now, naturally you'd expect if you polled engineers and scientists, since they have more education than the average, that we'd get a preponderance of believers. That's exactly what happens. It's been done twice. Two-thirds of those who express an opinion, engineers and scientists involved in research and development activities, say flying saucers are real.